It's July 9th, 2026, and the big story today is this. Interest rate fears are flaring up on two continents at once, and markets are feeling it. Okay, Dev, set the scene. What's moving markets this morning?
A few things hitting at once. First, the Fed, the U.S. central bank, released minutes from its last meeting, and the message was pretty clear. Rates might stay higher for longer than people hoped.
Which is not what stock investors want to hear.
Not at all. Higher rates make borrowing more expensive for companies and slow down the economy. So stocks tend to pull back.
And there's something happening in Asia, too?
Yes. South Korea's central bank is signaling it might raise rates as well, which adds to this global sense that cheap money is really over.
And on the consumer side, PepsiCo reported earnings today and missed expectations. CNBC is reporting North American shoppers are tightening their belts.
That's actually a big warning sign. When people cut back on soda and snacks, it tells you households are under real pressure.
Let's go deeper on the Fed story. Dev, why is this the one to watch right now?
In those minutes, several officials are pushing back on the idea of cutting rates anytime soon. The fear is that inflation isn't dead yet.
And this is picking up steam. It's not just a one-day headline.
Right. This has been building for a few weeks. And now the market has basically accepted that rate cuts are off the table for the near future.
So why does that matter to someone who's not a Wall Street trader?
Think mortgage rates, car loans, credit cards. All of those stay expensive when the Fed keeps rates high. It's not just a stock market thing.
And layered on top of that, you've got South Korea's central bank surprising everyone with its own potential hike.
Exactly. When central banks around the world move in the same direction, it signals something broader. The global economy is still fighting inflation, and that fight isn't cheap.
What's gaining momentum right now?
The Bank of Korea rate hike story just broke through from chatter into something the market is taking seriously. Same as the Fed rate fears we just talked through.
Anything moving the other way?
Yes. Maersk, the big shipping company, is returning ships through the Suez Canal. That's crushing the extra shipping costs that built up during the Middle East tensions, which is actually good news for supply chains.
And that PepsiCo miss is turning into a broader consumer stress story, it sounds like.
That one's gaining traction fast. Investors are now watching every consumer company to see if the same pattern shows up.
Okay, Dev, devil's advocate. Everyone's worried about rates staying high. What's the other side of that?
The counterargument, is that high rates are working. If inflation is coming down, the Fed may not need to hike further. Just hold steady. That's very different from actively hurting the economy.
So the market might be overreacting?
Possibly. A resilient economy with stable rates is not necessarily a disaster. It just means the free money era is over, and companies have to actually earn their valuations.
What should people keep an eye on tomorrow?
Johnson & Johnson reports earnings. That'll tell us whether the consumer stress we saw in PepsiCo spreads to healthcare spending. Also, watch for any follow-up from the Bank of Korea.
And the Arabica coffee supply story is quietly building in the background. Your morning cup is already caught up in all of this.
Supply shocks in coffee are very real right now, so that one's worth watching if you care about inflation sticking around.
That's your Narrative Daily for July 9th. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Narrative Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.